Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. Hope all is well. Got a busy show planned for you today. Has some national power rankings this hour. SEC power rankings, hour two. ACC power rankings in hour three. I have probably with opponents like Kentucky and Syracuse, big football schools in the past. Probably need to start my search for radio guests a little earlier, having a little hard time with that. We'll try to get those folks on tomorrow, Friday. But so far, we're swinging and missing as far as getting those guys on. We'll do that. In the time of day, probably a little bit do that, too. We'll do more of that. And I got a little distracted yesterday, obviously, with the Kelly Bryant stuff. So we'll try some of that coming up. Obviously, today on the show, besides the power rankings, we're going to get into your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. Kelly Bryant misses practice for the second day. First day was excused. Yesterday, it's my understanding, was not excused. And Dabo Swinney, we heard during the press conference, you heard right here yesterday when he said, talking about the money meeting with Bryant, said it was a rough afternoon. We don't get here until about 4 o'clock. We don't get them here till about 4 o'clock. And I met with him yesterday afternoon. Streeter had already met with him on Sunday and talked through it. I texted him and said, hey, let's sit down Monday. We met yesterday afternoon. It was emotional. It was tough because he's played well. There's not a guy that's ever been here as long as I've been at Clemson that's more committed to the program than Kelly Bryant. There's not a better leader. The guy's epitome of what you want. He is what you want your son to be like. I love him like a son. So it's a very difficult conversation. It's very disappointing. But I don't have any doubts that he will show back up and get back to work and respond. It was tough. And I said this before missing yesterday's practice. Swinney went on to say that we talked about a lot of things. I'm not going to get into details of our conversation. We talked about a lot of things. He was asked about maybe him transferring. He said, like I said, it was emotional. A lot of things we talked about. It was, if I was worried about that or deceitful or being deceitful in some ways, I could huddle the coaches around and say, hey, let's make sure we started for Syracuse and then he have no options. That's not how I operate. I don't like that. I don't operate that way. I'm just not going to do what I'm just trying to do what's right. I'm not ever going to apologize for that. We talked about a lot of things. It was a deep, long, emotional conversation. It was something we needed to talk about, get through and go from there. If you walked out of here today and said, hey, coach, I don't want to play here the rest of the year unless you have to use me, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, I love Kelly. I would be disappointed in that because we need him, but I wouldn't judge him on that. That is Dabo Swinney from yesterday. That was before practice, and then Bryant was not at practice last night. I have I've been accused in the past of being a Sonny Corleone. Shoot first, ask questions second. I'm going to reserve a lot of judgment until everything is resolved just to see and get more facts. We did this with Urban Meyer stuff. We've done a little bit of this with Maryland stuff. We did this, try to do this a little more, try to have. I've been encouraged by friends and people close to me that, you know, let's just let's just wait and see what happens before we pass the final judgment on. I do have thoughts about missing practice. I do have thoughts about teams and about sacrifice, and I'll get to some of those today, but we'll reserve judgment on that and reserve the right to change our mind through some of this too. We'll get into that in a little bit today. There was a news item at Clemson's press conference yesterday. Noah DeHaan, reserve offensive lineman, out for the rest of the year. He's got some nerve issues, neck, back, shoulder nerve issues, and looks like he is out. Well, going to face some surgery there. Speaking of that, Ortre Smith, wide receiver at South Carolina, out for the season with a kneecap injury. We'll get into that a little bit. Tell you about the wide receiver depth of South Carolina, what that means. Major League Baseball winding down. The regular season ends this weekend. There are a ton of games still involving the teams, the 7 teams that are still fighting for different slots in the playoffs. Yankees beat the Rays last night 9-2. By the way, the Braves beat the Mets 7-3. Braves have wrapped up everything. They're still fighting for some home field advantage and all that kind of stuff, I think. The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night in a big one, 12-4. The Cubs lost 6-0 to the Pirates last night. And out on the West Coast, Rockies won 10-3. And Dodgers lost to the Diamondbacks 4-3. So following last night's games in Major League Baseball, we now know that the only thing to be decided, because the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros all have won their division now, the only thing to be decided is the wild card. And in that wild card, the Yankees now have a 2.5 game lead over the A's. Those, we know the teams, but as far as the wild card goes, Yankees now, after last night, a 2.5 game lead. In the National League, following last night's actions, the Cubs have a half game lead over Milwaukee in the Central, 4.5 over the Cardinals. Dodgers have a half game lead over the Rockies in the West. And the National League wild card right now, you have the Brewers 3.5 up over the Rockies. For the final spot, the Rockies a half game up over the Cardinals. That's Major League Baseball. Kind of got that there. I have an interesting article about playoff eliminator. ESPN has started their teams that have been eliminated and teams still in playoff contention. It's long, obviously, but there's paths for a lot of people there. I have a rankings by CBS Sports of all 24 Ryder Cup players. Ryder Cup begins on Friday, and we'll be doing the show. I'll be at Chick-fil-A Friday live. By the way, I'll be doing Quark and Kelly show with them tomorrow as well. I'll be in the studio tomorrow morning, then with Quark and Kelly tomorrow over at Granger Nissan Vanderson. But the Ryder Cup starts at 2 a.m. on Friday, so set the alarms, and Zach will have the Ryder Cup on Friday here for us. Phil Mickelson sent out a tweet yesterday speaking of Ryder Cup. They said, "I've never seen Tiger Woods swing at it any better than he's swinging at it right now. The best he's ever swung at it. He's on plane. It's a beautiful thing to watch." We'll get to that. And Tiger made a comment about the Mount Rushmore golf. You see that? He was talking about it. He said, Snead, Jones, Nicholas, and me. So good stuff there. A lot to get to today. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Or That Stirs the Pot, Mr. Or 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Plyler. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
I'm glad to hear it.
Nice. Couldn't be better. Very blessed.
Very, very happy to hear that. What'd you get into yesterday after the show?
I was going to ask you the same thing in segment two. Yesterday, errands early, lunch with some friends. 9 holes with my best friend in the world yesterday. He didn't get out and play a whole lot, but nice to get out there and get him out there and play a little bit.
How did those 9 holes go for you?
You know, I'm working on some stuff, buddy. It's the time where my tournament year's over. Not going to play in the state mid-am. I don't know I'm exempt for that. But
get in there.
Nah, Clemson Wake Forest. Got to go to Wake next week. Don't know if it's going to be 3:30 or 8. You know what could happen there? If it was 8, I could have played in the morning. It's in Greenville, then going up. But nah, you know what? Got my priorities in order over here. So, no, it was great. And then came home last night, watched Yankees last night.
Sure.
Watched a little bit more Syracuse yesterday. Syracuse is a pretty interesting squad. I say interesting is probably the best way to describe them. And didn't watch Mayans last night. Answered 1,000 phone calls about Kelly Bryant yesterday. Still don't know what to tell people yet, but we'll find out. How you doing? What'd you do?
I'm doing fine. I appreciate you asking. Yesterday was an easy little day. nothing too crazy. We hung out and took care of the pup.
Yeah.
Did some other things we had to take care of, and we did a little trivia last night. And
how'd you do?
Now we're here. Disappointing finish.
Really?
We led the entire night.
Who's we?
We.
I don't know. Who's on the team?
It was Kristen and I, and then Nick and Kelly.
Okay.
And
I guess
and then we took third.
I guess your cell phone didn't work.
What are you talking about?
I didn't get the invite.
You
is
don't
it
like
four man teams?
No, it was not.
Not limited. Here in Clemson.
Well, hold on now. In my experience, you have turned down trivia multiple times because, and I quote, because
I had to invite myself.
I'm just too smart for that. They don't let me in.
Joke.
So,
trivia is not this. Trivia is not. Who was the Secretary of State under Thomas Jefferson?
No.
Trivia is in the album Peter Frampton Live, what was the wife of the drummer? Like, what? Nobody knows that garbage. You know, stuff like that. Trivia, you should have answerable questions in trivia, not trivial stuff that doesn't matter to anybody.
There were some good and bad questions last night. The one that we ended up losing on, because you had the last question, you have to wager points.
Yeah.
So other teams can catch up, even though they've been terrible.
Was it a terrible question?
Yeah, it was, because it just didn't make sense that this was the last question. They gave you four movies, and they go, rank them in order of when they came out, and then put your
ring
down. I was like, that's ridiculous.
What movies were they?
That's ridiculous. The King's Speech.
Yep.
Zero, Dark Thirty. Help, and was it 20 Years a Slave? Is that the movie, 20 Years a Slave? 30 Years a Slave?
I don't know what Help is.
The Help?
Oh, yeah. I'd go with that first. I'd go with Zero, Dark Thirty, King's Speech, and then 30 Years Slave.
Yeah, you would have got it wrong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
King's Speech was
really?
The oldest.
Yeah.
And then so on and so
forth.
First
one, right, yeah.
It was not enjoyable. But, hey, finished third. It was fine. Second loser.
Yeah, man. It's good. It's a good finish for you, though.
It is what it is. It
yeah, good
nice,
finish.
Nice little time to get out.
If you, you know, get me, I could have helped you out last night. Question.
Yep.
What's on tap for segment two?
Oh, well, that's a pretty easy one this morning.
Okay.
There's a lot of Kelly Bryant questions being asked this morning.
I will say this. I have been encouraged, I told you this before, by family and friends and my confidants and my advisory board to hold off a little bit on my thoughts. I'm biting my tongue.
I have no such encouragement this morning.
So you're going to bait me and pull me in by me negatively reacting to your...
No, we're going to have a very honest and...
I can't be honest.
And real conversation.
I can't be honest.
Okay, we're going to have an honest and respectful conversation.
You know how when they say, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all?
Sure.
It'd be a boring show.
So we're in the business of entertainment. My man.
Yeah.
Got 3 hours to entertain the folks going to work this morning that are gracious enough to tune into the show.
Yeah.
Give them what they want to hear.
Well, it's hard because we don't know all the facts.
Yeah.
And we can reserve judgment and reserve the right to change our mind. How about that? Can I say that?
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
And then one of the things I want to do is that once we put this thing to bed, this major distraction for Syracuse week to bed.
Huge distraction so far.
Once we do that, then we'll have a policy on the show that we'll only talk about the players that are here. You get that one sometimes, you know. Nick Saban's of the world, whatever. I don't talk about who's here. But we'll get into it a little bit. I have some.
We went to the Charleston Sports Pub for this last night.
Yeah, how was it? Hadn't been there yet.
Nice little place.
Yeah.
Very nice little place. Nice little deal for tacos. It was good.
You got tacos.
They have some jerseys up in there.
Yeah.
On the wall. It's Brian Dawkins.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins. Trevor Lawrence. And then there's a random Martavis Bryant jersey over in the end.
Wow. That's a motley crew. Isn't it?
It was weird to see.
It's a very motley crew.
Weird to see.
I will caution those. I mean, if you text, you know, we don't know who you are, and you can text us to eat poo, you know, whatever. I'll caution you when you're on the air or when you're on Twitter, use sober judgment through this. I'm not going to try to tell you don't say what you feel. I'm just saying.
A lot of hot takes out there on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah. And let's don't say anything regretful. How about that?
Oh, man.
Hmm?
I feel like you're a pot on the stove right now.
Me?
Yep.
Like that little teacup's about to whistle.
And that puppy is boiling. All someone has to do is just take that lid off.
Nah, I'm going to be a good boy.
Just take that lid off.
Nah, I'm going to be a good boy. Don't bait me today.
And then...
Don't troll me today. Wrong day for it.
I'm not trolling anybody.
Wrong day for it, buddy. Let's just see. The folks at Granger Nissan, I'm looking right now, 419 vehicles, 302 brand new vehicles. We're going to be there starting off our Tigers for Tatas. Now, this is important because we're starting Breast Cancer Awareness Month in September. And some site might say, hey, wait a minute, man, what are you doing? We only have two home games. Actually, you know what? We only have one home game here at Clemson in October.
Who's that?
The NC State game on October 20th.
October 20th, that's right.
The first week in October, Clemson's at Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have an open date. Then you have NC State here at home. Then you go to Florida State. So for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we only have one home football game. So we're going to start early. But it we talk about sense of urgency here all the time. This is a sense of urgency. We just don't have that many times to get together for the big 80,000 coming on in. So we're doing it this weekend.
Sure.
We're kicking it off at Granger Nissan. I was sitting at Damon Granger's, Granger Nissan, the general manager there at Damon's desk. And we were talking about doing it, and he didn't know anything about it. We didn't do it there last year. And he says, what is this? And we said, well, it's for Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation's breast cancer awareness stuff, and we raise money. It's bands. And he said, whatever we need to do, just sign us up. We'll do whatever we need to do. Put us down. We're in. Whatever, you know, what do y'all need from us is what he was saying.
But you just closing out there.
Right. Granger, Nissan of Anders.
If I remember correctly, that conversation also included maybe getting you in a Titan for a bit of a test drive.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Get it done. A little Armada. So is that, get it done.
I mean...
Home of the lifetime warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, and our partners in the Tigers for Tatas. Come out tomorrow from 9 until 7 tomorrow.
If I don't see you on Monday in a new Nissan Armada,
nah,
or Titan.
We'll see.
Oh, man, just got to pull the trigger on it.
324-0650, Granger Nissan of Anderson.
What year is that car out front?
I tell you what we'll do. If we do this,
yeah.
You got too many miles on yours.
I do.
You borrow mine or Meredith's.
Mm-hmm.
You drive ours around for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. That way you keep up miles off yours.
There you go. I appreciate that.
You know why? It's not all about me in this world. See what I'm saying here?
It's not
all about me. It's about giving to others.
What's the about making sacrifices. On that car up front? How old is that car?
This one?
Yeah.
08.
08?
Yeah.
Hey, you got a little boy coming in February. You want the latest safety, you know, specs up to date there?
I hear you over there.
You want to have that thing just ready to go.
I hear you over there. I was thinking about, how old are you?
25.
I was watching a Ryder Cup coverage last night. Excellent Ryder Cup coverage. Oh, I have some of your Patrick Reed Captain America comments.
How much of this are you really going to watch?
Every single shot.
You're going to get up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Well.
You're getting up at 2 a.m. Yes! to watch this?
Yes.
You're going to come in here having being awake for 4 hours.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Well, watch.
No way.
Why not, dude? It's the Ryder Cup.
What time are you going to bed?
It happens every 2 years.
What time are you going to bed?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
That's right. That's how you do it. But quickly on this Ryder Cup thing. How old are you?
25.
But I think I'm right by telling you this. In your lifetime, you've never seen Americans win on European soil. It's been 25 years. What month are you born?
Coming home.
What month are you born?
March of 93.
I think they won in 93. We'll go year by year. I'll find it out for us. Anyway, it might happen when you're in diapers. So we'll see. All right, short break. We'll come back. Segment two, Zach Gore, right after this.
This Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., Sports Talk with Phil Kornblut will be broadcasting live from Your Pie. Get great food and enjoy Sports Talk with Phil and get the latest on your favorite teams this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Your Pie in Clemson, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station in the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and WCCP 105.5 to Roar is ready to roll out this year's Tigers for Tatas bracelet to benefit the Dabo Sweeney All-In Foundation. Join all our hosts this Thursday at Granger Nissan in Anderson as we broadcast live all day long for our first Tigers for Tatas remote of the year. From 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., the Roar will be broadcasting live from Granger Nissan, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Everyone will be there. Brad and Ben, Mickey with Quack and Kelly, and Walt. From 9 until 6 this Thursday from 105.5 to Roar.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Thank you.
Honestly, all the materials they acquire are acquired from companies right here in the United States. And you can come in the facility, you can watch them make the materials, take this cut and glue and sew and tape and edge, and eventually it gets this great product. I've done this. I got to tell you, I didn't know how mattresses were made. I went by Engineered Sleep, and I watched them make a mattress, and I was like, man, that's high-skilled labor. They also showed me the shortcuts that major manufacturers take. Now, when you go by and you get this original product from them, you can take them straight to your bedroom. Or they can deliver here locally for no charge. They can deliver anywhere you hear my voice. There might be some shipping in there, but no middleman's going to mark everything up. That's great. And it's not sitting around a warehouse collecting dust. Come in, get a custom design, custom-made mattress exactly for you. You're talking about a family-owned business that's been in this mattress business for generations. I think their grandfather, maybe great-grandfather, started, and they've kind of branched off and done a great job of this new niche in their marketing of getting custom-made mattresses. Go by and see our great friends off of Congaree Road in Greenville's engineeredsleep.com. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, the topic of conversation is, of course, one Kelly Bryant, the very mysteriously disappearing Kelly Bryant as of the last 2 days. His excused absence on Monday was spoken for by Dabo, and they say they gave him the day off to kind of recuperate and gather himself and prepare himself for the week ahead. Obviously, Syracuse is this weekend. It's a bit of a distraction so far. No Syracuse talk so far this week. It's been all about the quarterback situation and the change that has been made. If you've been living under a rock somewhere, Trevor Lawrence will start a quarterback this weekend against Syracuse, and Kelly Bryant has not been at practice for the last 2 days. Monday was the excused absence. Yesterday, as of now, before Dabo's teleconference, it is not excused. He did not show up. That is what we know. There is a lot of piping hot takes flying around out there in the Twitter world. I'm sure you at home are getting all kinds of texts and calls from your friends and your family and your inside Clemson football sources. We don't know a lot right now. We know that he didn't show up yesterday. We know that he was excused Monday. We know that Trevor's going to start this weekend. If I know Dab and I know the coaching staff, I know that if you don't practice during the week, you don't play on the weekend. I don't think that's an indictment of Kelly Bryant. I think that's just a general team rule. If I'm mistaken, please stop me at any point in time, Mickey Piler. I also would encourage the fans and interested parties out there to kind of take a second and realize who you're arguing with. There are a lot of Clemson fans that have a very strong opinion of this. And there are also a lot of South Carolina fans or Bama fans or national football fans. Anybody outside of the program itself that is offering an opinion on this particular situation at this time, this is probably a moment where you need to realize that it's a Clemson Tigers thing. It is in the family. Let's deal with this internally first before we start burning someone at the stake outside of it. It's just take a moment. Wait for information to come out before we make any conclusions as to what kind of person Kelly Bryant is, what kind of person Dabo Swinney is, or Brandon Streeter, or Elliot, or Jeff Scott. Just take a moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We make extreme judgments anyway. That's what we do. We get done this all the time. You know, somebody will say, man, I saw Jim Furyk one time and asked for an autograph, and a little kid asked for an autograph. He turned him down, so he's a jerk. Well, I mean, you saw him for 15 seconds. You don't know anything about the guy.
Sure.
You know, we got fans that are saying, man, Kelly Bryant loves Clemson. He's a great kid. You don't know that. I mean, we think that. We think Dabo's a good guy. We don't know this thing. I'm no Dabo well, so I could speak to Dabo's character. I've had maybe four conversations ever with Kelly Bryant. I ain't been around him personally outside of watching play football for more than 15 minutes to 20 minutes total. I don't know those things.
We assume the kind of person he is.
Right. We had a guy saying yesterday how, I don't know, guys or girls texting yesterday saying how, oh no, here's what's going to happen. He's a great kid. He's lived out here, and Clemson's going to get him a job. He'll be working for the university in a couple of years. I don't know that. No idea. know what this guy's going to be doing.
We assume he's a good person, not necessarily because we know him personally, but because we intimately know the program here at Clemson.
Right.
And the kind of people that they routinely bring into that program. We assume everybody's going to be a part of that mold to the T. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it does. Sometimes that is the case. Is that going to be the case, Kelly Bryant?
I don't know. I am trying. I have been talked to a former. Hey, I got a text from one of my best friends in the world, who's a former Clemson athlete, student athlete, at 5:29 this morning, counseling me for to use sober judgment. Again, man, so many times in my life, and hosting for 20 years, I was Sonny Corleone. Shoot first, ask questions second. Mm-hmm. Done it. We all do it. We all do it in different ways. And then I got a former Clemson coach that sent me a text this morning saying, hey, you know, use calm, sober judgment in this, you know. And they're right. They're 100% right. This is an emotional thing. We can make emotional statements and emotional, but let's just wait and get judgments on once we hit all of the facts. I did this with Urban Meyer. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's wait and get all the facts. We shouldn't have all the facts, but we know a lot more now. And so we'll know a lot more. The next time we know will be that was when he speaks to the ACC on their ACC teleconference this morning. Later this morning, around 10, 9:30, 10 o'clock, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not during our show. So,
can't have
anything during our show. But so we'll find out more about this. Dabo is as honest as he could be in the press conference yesterday, before he missed the second practice, in the press conference yesterday. It was a rough afternoon. It was an emotional day. It was hard for him. He poured out some truths. It couldn't be easy. I look at him as a son. I want my sons to grow up to be like him. We hadn't had a better leader around here. What this thing really comes down to is simple, very, very simple, Mr. Or24. Orange-Hat Eskimo buddy. Is Kelly Bryant is a capable and a really good quarterback who's had a really good year and a quarter. Trevor Lawrence is an elite quarterback, an NFL talent. And the offensive data that Dabo Swinney's first job is to go recruit somebody better. And you know what? I hope they go get somebody better than Trevor Lawrence. And then I hope they go get somebody better than that guy. Because that's their job to go do that and then develop those guys and to play the best players. So when Travis Etienne beats out Feaster or when Cade Stewart beats out Pollard for a game or two, whatever, to go get a better player. That's his job as a fan. That's what I want to see. So he's doing the right thing. Now, remember this yesterday we talked about how, man, these are people. This can't be easy, you know? This is why you have to talk about kids' gloves. Remember we talked about it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Because these are people, and he loves the kid. He loves the kids. And so that can't be easy. Did you hear the press conference yesterday?
Yes, I listened to the press conference.
I felt bad for Dabo Swinney. That he said, man, this isn't a good day to be a coach when you got to go do that. Monday, he said, Monday afternoon was not a good day for me. Now, again, you got a lot more goods than bads. But that's something that nobody wants to have to go through that. He didn't want to do that. But you and I both agree on the decision, correct?
Absolutely.
What you and I don't know if we agree upon. I think we could agree upon that how you do it, and I talked to a current player about this, how you do it is just as important as doing it. And I don't know if we agreed upon that.
How you do it is just as important as doing it?
Yeah. These are people. These are big things.
I think how you do it is very important.
Right. Maybe not just as important, but very, very important.
From the outside perspective,
yeah.
I don't have a huge problem with how they did it.
Yeah.
I think a couple of things could have been tweaked, if we're going to be completely honest.
How? What?
I think the whole team needed to know before talking to anybody.
That's logistics, though.
And you got to find a way to make those work.
Maybe. Maybe.
But other than that, I don't have a huge problem with anything that's happened so far. I have a problem And I'll have a huge problem this weekend if he does come back and they play him this weekend.
Yes.
I think
Chase Brice should have a huge problem.
I think it would be a slap in the face to Chase Brice and the program itself. If you have a kid who has missed 2 days of practice for a non-injury, and you go ahead and
you're assuming he's coming back.
Why would you not assume right now? You have no indication that's real, other than rumor that he's going to leave.
You and I were told yesterday that he reached out to a Power 5 school, or not he, someone from his camp reached out to a Power 5 school, judging or gauging interest. That's someone from his camp.
We were told that.
Right. Now, I don't know the person, a director of ops at a major Power 5 school. I don't know this person. You're getting all secondhand. I believe that, though. And it makes sense now, right? I think that transfer is very much on the table.
And then I would say this before we have to get to the top or to the break here. If you're one of the people in Kelly Bryant's ear and you're one of the members of his circle of trust, and
you're in my circle of trust,
and you're feeding him this nonsense. You're listening this morning, and you're feeding Kelly this nonsense that he's been slighted, and that this isn't right.
We heard that
in
the spring.
He needs to leave.
We heard that in the spring.
You need to be better than that.
Oh no, self-serving. You got a business to run.
You need to be 100% better than that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that stuff too. Before we end the break. I'm gonna say, Zach, I'm gonna let you pick. You tell me if he's here, if he's not here, today or tomorrow, end of the week, next week. What do you say?
If he's here or not here?
Yeah. You think he's here, be here or not here? Just guess. I'm changing my mindset.
I think he's here.
You do?
Yep.
We'll see.
You don't?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes how do you get the toothpaste back in the tube?
Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't go to practice for me. I'll put it like this. If you come back, if I'm a senior, if I'm on the team, not a senior, even if I'm a walk-on, but you got some entry to do. Sean Pollard missed practice when Kate Stewart beat him out for a game at Texas A&M?
No.
You got some explaining to do, Lucy. You don't miss practice. Based upon your feelings, but we're getting ready. We got Syracuse this weekend. We're number 3 in the country. We're trying to get better. All we're doing is talking about you.
We're trying to get better.
Right.
And we named a guy who played better.
Right.
The week before.
Right.
What's that?
It's a major distraction. It's about you. So we'll see. I'm biting my tongue here. Might not sound like I'm biting my tongue. Anyway,
tell us about our friends.
Well, our friends at University College, universitycollege.com, numbers matter. 832 square feet, 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath, those are numbers. A ceiling fan in every single room, that's a number. Nice appliances, those are numbers. Nice cabinetry, those are numbers. Nice dishwasher, refrigerator, ice mount, you get all those. Resort-style pool, Wi-Fi included, pet-friendly, dog park. Out in this world now, we got dog parks. I love this. I love this place, by the way. I've had some friends that stay there. I've got another friend staying there now. University Cottages. They're at Ingalls Crossing. UniversityCottages.com. I want you to get in touch with them. It's 2.5 miles from campus. It's on the cat bus. They have safety features. Cat bus line. They have safety features. You're going to love this. How about this number? I'm going to give you two numbers. Less than $500 a month instead of $700 and $800 a month. And then the other number I'm going to give you, 784-3400. Look into it. You're going to love it. University Cottages. .com. We'll take a break, come back. I want to do power rankings, but we might move them around a little bit. Let's get some phone calls, some tweets on this subject, and so much more. Some Mickey Plotter Show with Zach Gore. More after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger Calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
This Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., Sports Talk with Phil Kornblut will be broadcasting live from Your Pie. Get great food and enjoy Sports Talk with Phil and get the latest on your favorite teams this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Your Pie in Clemson, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and WCCP 105.5 to Roar is ready to roll out this year's Tigers for Tatas bracelet to benefit the Dabo Sweeney All-In Foundation. Join all our hosts this Thursday at Granger Nissan in Anderson as we broadcast live all day long for our first Tigers for Tatas remote of the year. From 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., the Roar will be broadcasting live from Granger Nissan, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Everyone will be there. Brad and Ben, Mickey with Quack and Kelly, and Walt. From 9 until 6 this Thursday from 105.5 to Roar.
Don't just watch the games this weekend. Make money on them. Get in the action at MyBookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I'm happy. You happy?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Very happy.
Very, very happy. We have percolating Plyler this morning.
Well, normally we have that. That's when we got to go to break pretty early.
Yes, that is true.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Reed's Jewelers, you've heard me talk about Reed's for a long, long time now. They're between Belk and Macy's. Now, they've got a lot going this week. They've got things that's going to be part of their savings. Between now and Sunday, it's their pre-owned Swiss watch show. All Swiss watches will be certified authentic and include a 2-year warranty. They'll no doubt move fast due to the great prices and warranty. The show includes pre-owned Rolex, Omega, Tags. So take advantage with the special financing available. I'm sorry, it's Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Stop by Reed's Jewelers 5 till 6, and you'll have your picture taken with the Clemson mascot. The Reed's Jewelers Certified Pre-Owned Swiss Show event is coming. Oh, it's actually, sorry, it's now through Sunday. Friday's a Clemson deal in there. So it's now through Sunday. Right about that. That's what I thought. Go by and see him. Get some early Christmas shopping done. Wally Odom, his team wants to see you. Certified pre-owned stuff. Rolex, Omegas, Tags. Take advantage of it. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. All right. Normally, we have our power rankings. We're going to skip those for now and take your phone calls. I'll encourage you to practice sober judgment this morning. We go to Joe in our nation's capital. Good morning, Joe. Man, I hope you're doing well this morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good. I'm going to hit on this real quick, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Kelly Bryant wasn't good enough to beat out Deshaun Watson, and they was both there together. That's first fact. Second fact of it, we knew that Dabo the coaching staff was recruiting this guy when Deshaun Watson was at Clemson to come here and do what he's doing now. Third, we all saw the spring game. Dabo and them already knew that this guy was better than Kelly Bryant during the spring game. We saw the game. Everyone knew exactly what was going to happen. Now, during the summertime, I called back. And I told you guys that this guy needs to start. Just off the spring game. The spring game was just back in April. Dabo and them kept Kelly Bryant in the position out of loyalty, out of leadership, being there for the time that he was there. But talent is talent. And this is big-time college football, national championship football. You have to have elite players on the field. That's why they recruit the way that they do at a high level to win national championships. So Kelly Bryant not coming to practice really doesn't bother me. I really don't care if he comes, if he transfers. This is big-time college football. And Dabo, he did it the best way he could because he loves these guys. He has a relationship with their family. I get it. It's all up front. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't lie to the young man. We all knew, if we was paying attention, that Trevor Lawrence was eventually going to be doing what he's doing because he has elite talent NFL skills. And he's playing with elite talent NFL players that will be playing on Sundays, taking pictures together like the other Clemson players are doing in the NFL when they play against each other. So him not coming to practice doesn't bother me because the talent that's playing needs to be playing on the field anyhow. We all knew this was happening. It just took a little bit longer than what it's supposed to because he couldn't beat out Deshaun Watson, and they was there together. So how in the hell he going to beat out Trevor Lawrence? And Trevor Lawrence probably going to be better than Deshaun Watson at Clemson. We all know this. Am I right, Mick?
Joe, I think you're way too intelligent to call a sports talk show. I agree with you every single morning. And you've been right. You've called the show many times. You've been right. I can't argue with anything that you've ever said here. Since you're in D.C., I wish you'd go take over some of our politicians up there and our country would be better. hey, I, I always appreciate your input. I hope you have a great day today.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Yeah, just like slide into one of our political offices up there while you're up there. RJ is in Columbia, South Carolina. RJ, I appreciate you hanging on. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Mickey. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, Mickey, you know, Dabo has a philosophy. He's called, and I know you guys have heard this, the windshield philosophy, right? You know what that means, yes, that he's looking forward, he's not looking backward, you know, yank the rearview mirror off. So, and I'm the same type of guy, so I'm looking forward here, okay? So I think you should immediately get Kendrick ready as a third-string quarterback. I think he's the best third-string quarterback we have. I don't think it's Batson. You need to get the kid ready. You never know what might happen. Wanted to get your opinion on that because I think he proved it in high school. He's dynamic. And right now he should be your third-string quarterback. So what do you guys think about that?
Interesting, RJ. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks an awful lot. I hadn't thought about that. I thought that he was the best quarterback in South Carolina last year. And I don't know. Maybe draw some plays anyway, maybe, right? Zach, you saw some film of Darren Kendrick. I hadn't thought about it. Windshield mentality. I like that idea and hadn't thought about third team guy now.
Don't you sell Ben Batson short right now.
Ben Batson's a good, solid football player. But man, Kendrick's a great athlete. I don't know. Interesting. Very interesting. Dusty is in Greenville. Dusty, thanks for hanging on. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Hey, Mickey. Thank you, man. I'm doing well.
Great.
Got a couple quick points and then a question for you, and I'll take it off. I thought RJ's point just then was fantastic.
Yep.
Part of what I was going to say with I want to speak, first of all, to the high character way that this staff has handled everything with this. And I hadn't been in town the past 2 days, so I hadn't heard the show, so y'all may have already said something about this. But the fact that they already had it in their minds that if he lost his job by this fourth game, they were going to sit down and have this conversation with him and let him get an opportunity to lead the program if he wanted to. It just speaks volumes to me in my mind more than ever before about the character of Dabo and staff and what they do with these players to give them the option to be that transparent up front. Number two, RJ was talking about Darion Kendrick, just you bring in these kids and Kelly Bryant's ability to do what he did last year, and it doesn't take away from the fact of how great he did for our program last year and how grateful we are. But that speaks to the coaching staff and how they developed him. And so one of my questions for you is, in a similar situation with Jalen Hurts down in Tuscaloosa, Kelly Bryant and Jalen Hurts aren't going to play quarterback at the next level. So just with like a Darion Kendrick or Jalen Hurts or Kelly Bryant in this situation, the cross-training, I guess is the term I'd come up with with these boys, is what can they do to help these boys maybe develop another skill set in another position to help them get to the next level? And that question along with, if he does choose to transfer, which it sounds like you think he will, what kind of school you think he would end up at? And I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Dusty. I appreciate the phone call. I don't know if he transfers out. I don't know where he would end up. I think that's way too soon to talk about that. Cross-training an offensive guard and offensive tackle, or offensive tackle and offensive guard or center, that's one thing. Cross-training a Sam and a Will linebacker and a Mike linebacker, that's one thing. It's hard to cross-train a quarterback at another position, maybe for a play or two or a series or two or a package or two, but – I don't know. I don't see that. I think that's very, very, very difficult to do in that situation. But I think the staff, I've known Brandon Streeter since the late 90s. Was he in the late 90s? Yeah, late 90s. And happened to have some great conversations with him when he was up in Virginia for his years. At a couple different places there, Richmond and Liberty. And known him forever, and trust him and his judgment. Known Dabo since he got here, trust him and his judgment. Totally love everything about those guys. Hey, folks, Robinhood is a new app. It is a financial services app, and it works for everyone, not just the wealthy. This is a non-intimidating way to get involved, and newcomers especially, to get involved and invest for the first time. Hey, if you're great at it, then this can help you too, because they do have collections and data collections and charts and ways to follow all of it. So it's not just for newcomers, but specifically if you've been intimidated and you don't know a whole lot about it and you want to get involved with it for the first time, then I want you to go to get this Robinhood app. The charts that's easy to navigate through, the data's easy there. And by the way, they're giving listeners of the show right now free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up today. Mickey.Robinhood.com. That's MickeyRobinhood.com. This is, again, striving to help you with no commission fees and a smart way to get involved and to follow your portfolios. I'll let you buy and sell stocks and all up commission-free. Do this at Robinhood. Check them out, the new app, Robinhood, Mickey.Robinhood.com. You're going to absolutely love these folks. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Zeke, hang on. Hour number two when you return with Zach Orr and Mickey Plyler after this.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Cars cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Focus SE four-door, just $15,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any dealer fees. See the 2018 Focus SE today. Cars do cost less and travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $4,000 in rebates plus sales tax and tags.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And When you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.